With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President Trump is holding off on his tariff threats against Mexico and Canada for 30 days after the two U.S. neighbors agreed to boost border security efforts. Trump on Saturday had directed that 25% tariffs on most imports from the two American partners and 10% on Canadian energy products go into effect at midnight Tuesday. Salvage efforts in the Potomac River continue following last week's deadly mid-air collision between a passenger plane.
Salvage crews have removed a large American Airlines jet from the Potomac River near Washington's Reagan Airport after a mid-air collision Wednesday. Authorities saying the operation will take several days and they're working to remove the Army Black Hawk helicopter involved in the crash, which had three on board. The NTSB said Saturday preliminary data showed conflicting readings about the altitudes of the airliner and the helicopter. Investigators also said about a second before impact, the jet's flight recorder showed a change in its pitch. I'm Julie Walker.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio visited Panama.
Rubio calls mass migration one of the great tragedies.
We recognize that many of the people who seek mass migration are often victims and victimized along the way. It's not good for anyone.
The flight carried migrants back to Colombia after they had crossed the Darien Gap and were stopped in Panama. The State Department says that such deportations send a strong message of deterrence and the U.S. provided Panama with financial assistance. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 122 points. The Nasdaq dropped 235, with the S&P 500 lower by 46. This is SRN News. Kim Davis is still in court.
The Kentucky clerk who was at the center of the national debate over gay marriage is waiting for the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to decide whether she will have to pay damages to a same-sex couple for refusing to grant them a license back in 2015. Davis has been ordered to pay tens of thousands of dollars to the two men for the, quote, emotional distress they suffered when she refused to have any part of granting the license which they obtained from a different clerk. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hospitals in Colorado, Virginia, and the nation's capital say they've paused sex change operations and puberty-blocking drugs for children as they evaluate President Trump's executive order aimed at cutting federal support for such care. Denver Health in Colorado stopped providing sex change surgeries for people under age 19. Officials at Children's National Hospital in Washington paused prescriptions of puberty blockers and hormone therapy. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
President Trump's tariffs sent Wall Street on a roller coaster. The S&P 500 fell 0.8% following sharper losses across Asia and Europe. The Dow fell 0.3%, while the Nasdaq Composite lost 1.2%. Stocks had initially been on track for much worse losses on worries about how much pain U.S. companies would feel because of the U.S. tariffs announced for imports from Canada, Mexico, and China. But stocks paired losses, that's after Mexico's president said she had negotiated a one-month reprieve for her country. The Dow was down 122 points to finish at 44,421. The Nasdaq lost 235 to 19,391. The S&P 500 dropped 46 points to 5,994. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.